Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we're celebrating our 13th year on the air today. It's our anniversary, our birthday. We're going to give away some stuff this hour. If you've registered there at scubaradio.com on the monthly giveaway button, then you are in the running for a very cool prize.
This is, in my opinion, the very best
anniversary show
we have ever had. In the past, we've had big name guests.
In the past 3 years, this is the best.
We've had big 13. Name guests on anniversary shows. Yeah. We had great clips from past years and other shows. We've had hot women in here. Mm-hmm. This year, best year ever. We've got a giant bucket of spackle. That's a traditional 13-year anniversary gift.
Yeah,
and I'm getting down to my birthday suit by the end of this program. So, quite clearly, the best anniversary show ever.
All right, Bill, are you like a nudist now? Are you converting? Or are you like a naturalist?
We prefer to be called naturalists.
Do we?
No, I'm a naturalist. I study the plants while I'm naked.
I prefer to be called blind, actually, if I had a choice at this point. But I think it's too late for that. So, I don't know. We'll see how many garments Bill has left, if he'll make it through, because each segment he's shedding a Scuba Radio shirt or shorts or something.
Now, is he giving it away?
I hope everyone can understand. You got to listen clearly. I'm shedding garments. So if anyone gives me any GPS equipment, that will slow down the process that I'm taking off actual clothing. Think about it. Think about it. You may not need to know how to get home.
I have one on my phone. Does that count? I'll give it to you right now.
I hear crickets.
Yes, I don't know what to think of this other than all I can say is I'm sorry.
I'm so glad there are no women here to distract us. Isn't this better?
Yeah, I don't know how this worked out this way.
We went from manta rays to manta gay.
It's like the Flintstones. We'll have a gay old time.
Yes, maybe. But, you know, it's our 13-year anniversary. Maybe it's not so lucky after all.
We're going to find out that Bill's bald everywhere.
You know, you go and they turn teen, and what do? They go weird.
Yeah, well, exactly. So,
teenagers are weird.
Maybe that's what we're trying to distinguish. You know, we're 13 and we're confused. We're confused about our Scuba Radio sexuality. Or, oof.
Well, are you superstitious?
Am I?
I mean, 13. This could be bad luck.
Oh well, so far I'd say that's pretty a fair assessment, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got CJ, we got, we have Pete from Scuba Board. I'm so distracted because, Bill's like...
It's very hypnotizing when it swings to and fro.
Oh, boy, and that's when he has his backside to you. Oh, boy. And then, of course, we have Single Scott who's in the studio as well. The chat room's going strong. We're going to give away some stuff, and you never know who might show up.
Baby!
What?
Oh,
no!
Freaking love you.
Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has shown up here.
I freaking love you, baby.
I thought
baby.
We locked him out after that appearance.
Where's all the sexy baby?
He's singing Kelly song.
I love you, Kelly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, how you doing? Welcome to our 13-year anniversary show, buddy.
Merry Christmas and happy...
It's April, man. It's our anniversary.
Right. Anniversary.
Yeah.
At least he's on key.
Who got married?
CJ got married. Yeah, you were at the bachelor party there.
Oh, you poor son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
God help you.
That scarred us for at least another 13 years. And that was a few weeks ago.
Why is
Where
Bill,
have you been since, man? It's Bill, been a few weeks.
Why is Bill not wearing pants?
Because you're here.
That makes no sense. You've been drinking more than me.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess if the gang's all here, I guess that includes Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
That's a good song.
I got to say, we're up in New Jersey at the dive show.
Can you make me an MP3 of that song?
Yeah, I'll make you an MP3. Man, he really is drunk.
I'll put it on my iPod.
God, you smell like urine and booze. That's scary. I don't know what's worse, the smell or the view that I have of Bill.
You say that like it's a bad thing. You know, urine is sterile.
Well, you know, we were up in Jersey, and we had several listeners come up and ask about you, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. I don't know if that's because they're from Jersey,
and they're used
to that smell more than we are.
I know who's naughty and nice.
Okay. All right, well, you know what?
You're
part of this whole Christmas giving thing, and maybe we ought to just give something away right now in honor of our 13-year anniversary.
You like my boots?
Okay.
They're brand new. I got some new Santa boots. You like them?
Okay. What are they
made for? If you don't make Bill stop, I'm going to put one right up your ass.
Okay, that's enough. Let's go to the line. Who do we have on the line here? Is this Joya? Is that your name?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Joya, tell me a little bit about yourself. I see you're calling, or we called you, it looks like, from California.
Hold on. We called her.
She has no idea why
she's on the line. Do not put this poor woman on the spot. Just tell her why I called her.
She's listening.
I've been diving for about 4 years.
Okay, good.
And I'm just finishing my dive master.
Very nice. Cool. Okay, excellent. And you're in Hollywood, California? Is that what it says here?
Yeah, in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so what do you work with one of the dive shops out there on the West Coast or what?
No, I actually work at a network at NBC.
Oh, really? So you've been listening to the show. Do you think Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, you think NBC would hire him for a new sitcom and take him off our hands?
Well, he might have more luck with Howard Stern. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
come on! Hey, do you, Joy, to the world?
Okay,
hey, do you want to be a mermaid?
Joy, I apologize. What can I say?
That's okay.
But you got to talk to your exec friends there at NBC. Have them put a dive TV show on or something. You know what I'm saying? We need more publicity.
I would love that.
Yeah, you got the fever for diving, it sounds like.
I have a perfect name for it.
What's that?
Hammerhead.
Hemhead.
Hammerhead.
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 Hammerhead. Okay.
Da-da-da-da. Hammerhead.
All right. Well, Joya, all I can say is that it's our anniversary show, so things are a little bit more loose than normal, okay?
Yeah. Oh, I totally understand. Congratulations. That's awesome that you guys made it this far.
Well, thank you very much. I'll tell you what. What do you need? I got a lot of stuff I could give you right now just for putting up with this nonsense. You're becoming a dive master, is that right?
Yes.
I would give Joya the shirt off my back.
Would you want such a thing, Joya?
Take door number two. Door number two.
Just wash it first.
Would you prefer one without armpit stains?
Yeah, maybe one that was a little bit more fitted, too, for a girl.
Fair enough. I'll tell you what, Joya, I'll put together a nice little Scuba Radio prize pack of a shirt and hat and maybe a few extra goodies for you. How about that?
That sounds great. Maybe I'll see you guys at the Long Beach show.
All right, good. Well, we look forward to it. Thank you so much for listening.
Hammerhead.
Brother. And see, that's how it is. We'll make it. So let's get her name and number and all that good stuff and hook her up.
BR549.
BR549. Is that her number? You've been watching Hee Haw.
Operator, give me Klondike 649er. Over.
Yes. I thought this was going to be a dry anniversary. Well, what is that bottle over there?
Rum.
I don't know. I'll tell you what it is. It's gone.
Yeah, I see it's empty. That's for sure.
So someone needs to, who can give me a ride? I need to make a run.
There's the door. Just you go out there and see if you can find some more.
Greg,
stuff.
Joya,
you know, water,
just texted
maybe.
Me.
Coffee.
Joya just texted me some notes from the network execs,
yeah,
and they said kick it up a notch. Because this show is not testing well.
Oh, really? Okay. So what? Don't say that close to Bill. He might take another piece of clothing off.
What? Whose idea was this?
I think it was his.
Jesus.
No, actually, I think it was Bill's, not Jesus.
Actually, to be fair, the idea was spawned by my wife.
It was, said, really? Yeah,
well, she has always said
she's listened to this show for 13 years, and this is the best she can do? Really?
Oh, actually.
Or is this what we get for doing this show for 13 years?
This is what you get for letting me listen to her, because her advice was that I'd look better if I wore more clothes.
That's
so
your wife
I'd
talking.
I start out looking at my best, and then by the end of the show, you get what... Well, you know,
it's not much of a downhill thing for you, though, is it? I mean,
me in a parka with the hood up? I'm hot, baby.
Hmm. I don't know about that.
You can put an eye out with that thing. Are you just happy to see us?
Oh, boy. All right, look, let's go to some viewer mail here. We have been traveling the last couple of weeks, and I did get an email here from Timothy, who actually asked about Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. He said, Greg... Hague Quarry opens this weekend, and if you're up for some cold water diving, which is I am not, you surely have plenty of air miles accumulated.
Tell us how you really feel, Greg.
Maybe you and Drunken Santa can sober up enough to make it. Now, I've gotten grouped in with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, and that's not true.
You're my buddy. You're my dive buddy.
I don't mix the two. I don't mix the drinking and the diving. It's either one or the other. And I do both very well.
Maybe you drink, don't dive.
That's
right. If you dive, don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I don't know.
I'm not. Notice I'm not diving right now.
Well, if we went to Hague Quarry, it might sober you up if we throw you in the quarry.
Oh,
there right
yeah.
I bet it's
cold.
Still a little bit on the chilly side, even though this may be their first open weekend.
Nothing could sober him.
Ice goes in our drinks. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it's good for.
Okay. Well, I don't think they have any ice up there right now.
It's this microphone cold. Smells funny. Smells like French fries.
Bill's been using that. I assume to speak into.
Oh, this is Bill's microphone.
Yeah. How do you like that?
Drunken smells drink. Like grease.
That's pretty bad when he says it smells like something.
I could be hungry.
How could you possibly smell anything other than urine and booze?
I don't know what you're talking about. I am very
you ought to bottle that and sell it as a perfume, dude.
Hydrogenic.
Wow. That is rough. Hey, coming up this hour.
You're just jealous.
Cause, I am.
Because you're sober.
I am, which is kind of remarkable
That's
when you
no
think
way to go through
animal.
Life, son.
Okay, thank you.
Skinny and sober. Okay, no way to go through life,
Bill,
son.
Bill, seriously, pull him back there, okay? Come on. What is going on?
Take your hands off me. He's not wearing any pants.
Those aren't his hands either.
Ah! God, stop it!
What?
Ah!
Thank God this is Scuba Radio. You'll thank me when we show you the pictures at the website. Trust me. More coming up on the 13-year anniversary show.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 61. It is currently against many nations' maritime regulations to play a casual game of spin the bottle, nose dolphin.
That wasn't a bit nice.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip, and we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network in the studio. It's really good to see you, buddy.
It's good to be seen. How have you been?
Lonely.
Wow. Not sure I want to go there.
It's my dive buddies, or rather lack of them lately. It seems like everyone's busy or our schedules just won't coordinate. It's getting really hard to put these dives together.
Sounds like you need some more dive buddies.
Got any tips on how to do that?
Absolutely. There are a ton of ways to find new dive buddies. Shoot, in this day and age, it's never been easier to connect with people.
Am I going to have to Twitter?
Not if you don't want to, but there are lots of dive websites now dedicated to connecting divers looking for buddies, as well as mainstream sites that connect folks with similar interests. They can be handy whether you're looking for buddies in distant locations or closer to home. You may want to think about checking them out.
Distant locations?
Some folks travel on their own and may need buddies when they get to their destination. I've heard of divers logging on who are planning to move and want to start lining up buddies before they even get there.
What if I don't want to go online?
I'd say there are even more options.
Starting with
the center of it all, your local dive shop. Going down and even hanging out at your local dive shop is a great way to meet people, find divers with similar skill levels and interests, and just all around make new friends.
I find that when I teach, a lot of classmates tend to become buddies.
Classes are an excellent way to meet potential dive buddies, especially if you're not taking the class with an established buddy. You figure classmates are likely to be at the similar skill level as you are, and almost certainly have similar interests. The only thing left to figure is whether you're compatible and get along.
I did a speaking gig at a dive club not too long ago, and I heard a lot of the divers there making plans to go diving together.
Dive clubs are another great way to go. They're a lot like classes in that you're definitely sharing space with active divers who are as interested as you, maybe even more so. You may find that as you meet your fellow club members, you'll meet divers who will introduce you to new types of diving or increase your skill level.
Any suggestions on how to find a dive club?
Same way you find a buddy. Go to the dive shop, talk to other divers, go online.
Okay, so let's say you meet a whole team of new divers. How do you know which ones will make good dive buddies?
Well, it's like making any new friend. It really just takes time to figure things out. Your first inkling comes with the conversation you have with them. If you're not enjoying it, you're probably not going to enjoy diving with that person. But if you hit it off when you talk, make a plan to try things out as buddies. It can even be as simple as going to the local pool together to see how it goes.
What would you say is the most important thing about establishing a new dive buddy?
Communication, no doubt about it. And it doesn't matter whether it's the first time or the millionth time you've been diving together, communication is the key. Establishing goals, planning the dive, reviewing hand signals and emergency plans, it all comes down to communication.
Sometimes people are shy about asking too many questions when they don't know a person well.
I can appreciate that, but it's a mistake when it comes to diving. If you're in the water with someone, you have the responsibility to them, just as they have the responsibility to you. If you don't know them well, ask as many questions, be as detailed in the plans you make, and be as thorough in your reviews as you need to in order to be comfortable and safe.
And I'd say be prepared to share the information, too.
Absolutely. If you're just getting to know each other, it's important that your buddy feels just as comfortable as you do.
Are we forgetting anything?
I'd throw out a reminder to be patient. Remember that when you're diving with someone new, especially if you're used to diving with a particular person, it takes time to get to know them. New people, new habits, new approaches, it all takes time to get to know. So be patient, and as long as you feel safe with your buddy, give it a chance. It doesn't have to go perfectly the first time to become a really good dive partnership.
Don't let busy schedules and lack of common interest be your buddies. Go out and find some dive buddies. They're out there just waiting to meet you, and there's lots of ways to find them. Take a smart approach and the time to know them, and before long, you'll have a whole logbook full of buddies just waiting to share an adventure. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
It is our 13-year anniversary show. Divers Alert Network has been there with us since day one, by the way, and we appreciate that immensely. Great organization. If you're not a Dan member, as I've said for the last 13 years, what the hell's the matter with you? They do great stuff for the dive industry, for individuals, the membership, the Alert Diver magazine. So many benefits to being a Dan member, and plus the funds that you submit for your membership support some great diving research that no other organization out there does for divers. Great stuff indeed. All right, coming up, we're going to find out about a resort we haven't been to in the Florida Keys until recently. We'll tell you about that. Plus other anniversary show surprises coming your way. Stay close. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Everybody who's shown up here at the studio today for our 13-year anniversary, because it's a room full of guys.
I got another article of clothing.
Yeah,
right now. Hold on.
I know. That's what I was afraid you were going to say. And, you know, everyone's looking at me like, Craig, I was expecting a big blowout kind of bachelor party type party like you had a couple weeks ago with CJ. And
Greg, this is why they invented the term sausage fest.
Yes, I think you are correct. Single Scott is here, Pete from Scuba Board. Everybody's a little distressed at the fact that Bill is shedding a garment at every segment.
Down to three left.
I decided to kind of call in backup, and we have Mermaid Tony from the Florida Keys on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Tony?
I'm amazing. How are you guys? Happy 13th.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
We're doing okay. Now the guys here are in the studio. We don't have any mermaids in here, so I figured maybe we could get one on the phone and have you do something special, like a body shot, to just make the guys feel a little bit more, I don't know, guy-like. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Do I get to take the shot, or are they taking it from me?
No, that's a good question. Can she can't take a body shot off herself, can she?
Oh, maybe
if she can, that'd be great.
That would be a new talent.
Wow, that's hard.
All right, well, why? Maybe we could try that. Just you're wearing your mermaid tail, of course. Just put the shot there on the end of your fin. There you go. Okay, do it working like that, right? And just flip that tail right up there so the shot of Patron goes right down your gullet. Ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3, shoot it!
All right, I got it.
Yay!
Where's my lime? Who's going to give me a lime?
That girl sounds slippery.
All right, that's the best I got, guys. I'm sorry. I mean, did that work for you?
Hey, you guys want to see an eel?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
All right. Bill does it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I do it. It's gross.
Yeah, well, it is indeed. Tony, thank you so much, though. We appreciate you helping us out.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, see, and that's the kind of mermaid we have here. It's good. They're willing to participate and, you know, do whatever we need to get us through the fact that Bill is taking
us to do. They're not willing to do anything.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
But no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
Oh.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
Okay, for our 13-year anniversary, we just had a Scuba Radio mermaid do a live on-air shot with her mermaid tail. I think that was a first in the 13-year history of Scuba Radio that we've done. So, you know, we've had Bill shedding garments during every
this
segment.
This is not a first.
No, that's unfortunately a regular occurrence.
Hey, since it's Easter, does that mean the mermaids are going to drop some eggs?
I don't know.
Actually, no, they drop eggs at the at New Year's. We've been to a mermaid egg drop.
It's actually an egg float.
Right.
The egg surfaces. It doesn't drop
down.
Yeah,
it's more of a spawning event, actually,
yes.
I believe.
Oh, it's
now
so fun.
Well, but
that's how I looked at it.
A room full of guys, and I'm feeling a little guilty, you know, because...
And you should.
CJ, Single Scott, Pete, they're a little let down on our little anniversary celebration. But, you know, I pretty much...
It turns out Drunken Santa is happy as a pig in poop. Actually, he's very pleased.
Well, he smells like a pig in poop.
I was going to say, he might be wearing it because...
Greg, well, you've set the standards so high. We've come to expect so much from you and these big extravaganza shows, these special benchmark huge events
right.
in the life of Scuba Radio. And then we show up and it's like, all right, Pete, Scott, cool. Bill's here, Greg. Where are the mermaids?
Yeah, they've learned over the years, over the last 13 years, to avoid shows like this. Because they know that you guys show up for these special shows.
So
and
they've
then,
adapted.
So they come in.
It's like natural selection.
Or deselection, as the case may be.
Yeah, we're the ones that don't get to...
But look, we can talk about
propagate
hot babes.
The species.
Natural aversion.
We're going to die!
We can talk about hot babes. How about breasts that can kill sharks in 3D?
What?
Yeah. There's a new movie in development. That
right.
Bill
in,
came
development.
Across.
In development.
So, what
now, you guys ever seen The Hills?
Is that the breast you could do?
Pete from Scuba Board, King of the Pun. Yes, 13 years running.
That's titillating.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for the memory.
Oh, here we go. Oh, my
wow.
God.
All right, so Heidi Montag from The Hills.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with this program at all?
No.
Yeah, on MTV. Well,
according to my supermarket checkout line, Heidi Montag is addicted to plastic surgery.
No.
Yeah, that's
what
it says.
Not real?
No part of it is real. I don't think the outside is real.
I thought that was the BC inflated.
I don't care.
Could have been.
I really don't care.
All right, now here's the thing. This article that I found describes her as a failed reality TV star who turned to a failed pop star who's hoping to become a failed movie actress. She's written a script.
Yeah.
And in this script...
Which a failed is, script.
Not yet. Where she intends on it being filmed in 3D.
Yeah. That's a new thing, yeah.
There'll be a resort community which is traumatized by the attacks of a shark.
Right.
Which will be killed by her 3D breasts.
It could happen.
In the script, Dolly Parton's the mayor.
So it's like the tank. They bite them and they explode.
That's what I'm thinking.
There goes the shark.
No, or they just distract them until Richard Dreyfuss gets there.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the Nature Island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy five spots, get one free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Four Spins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Four Spins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Four Spins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Four Spins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Okay, I don't know if he's been around for 13 years, but he's definitely been in the Scuba Radio chat room many times before. Crockett is his name, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing pretty good, Greg. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you enjoying the show, despite the fact that it's, as Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has termed, a sausage fest?
Hey, I only got two articles of clothing left.
I've only got one thing to say. I'm glad that it's radio,
yes.
Because the visual would not be very pretty.
It's not. Trust me. Over the last 13 years, it's been, I think I've been asked at least two or three times to consider making Scuba Radio a TV show. Today would be the reason why we have not.
Okay? Yes, I think that was a very, very wise decision.
Well, thank you very much. Now, Crockett, where are you exactly? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Oregon.
Oregon. So what's the diving like there right now? Are you back in season, or is it still a bit cool for that?
The cool season is the season up here.
It is.
Yeah, you need to haul your dry suit up here and initiate it.
Okay. Oh yeah. To actually,
you're going to have to explain what a dry suit is to.
Well, I have the driest suit in the world, Pete.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, you do have the driest dry suit.
Yes.
It's in
okay.
The plastic in his closet.
Well, we're looking into it. That's the best I can do.
Fusion,
with this.
Baby, fusion.
But I'll check into that, my friend, and see if we can set it up to see you maybe in Seattle. Is that the show you're going to be at?
Yeah, I'm going to be up there next month.
You got it. All right, we'll look for Crockett and the gang up there at the Seattle Tacoma show. That I believe that's around the 22nd or something of May. The Long Beach, California show and the Seattle Tacoma Dive Expo are back-to-back weekends, and we're planning to do at least Seattle, if not both. It depends on our travel schedule. We're having an issue right now. Single Scott can relate because we're waiting to find out if we're going to be in Fiji or Hawaii or on the west coast of California.
Well, those are tough decisions.
It sucks being me when these are the issues that I have to deal with day in and day out. But, you know, after 13 years, that's what happens. You just have to deal with what you got to deal with. And we do that accordingly. Now, Pete from Scuba Board, where you been diving lately? I know you're up there in Jersey at the Beneath the Sea show with us.
I didn't dive up there.
No diving.
Greg, I didn't dive up there.
You drove.
I did drive up there. Hopefully was going to dive, but it just didn't work out.
Didn't work out this time.
I will be at Venice Beach, I believe, on Monday.
Going for some more shark teeth, man. Good for you.
Yeah, Muscle Beach.
Muscle Beach.
Yeah, wrong state. Venice Beach, Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. But he may go naked.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Bill's not inspiring
60,
you here?
65-degree surf temperature. I think I'm going to go dry suit there, my friend.
Okay. Well, here's a place where you don't necessarily have to do a dry suit. That would be Key Largo. You know, down there in the Keys, at the top of the Keys, top of the rock, as they say. Amy Slate's Dive Amore Dive Resort.
Awesome place.
You know, we stayed there last time. We were down in the Keys a few weeks ago, I guess it's been now. Amy Slate is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Amy?
Oh, just wonderful. It's a beautiful day down in Key Largo.
Well, I'm sure it is. It has to be better than it is here because we're cooped up in a studio celebrating our 13-year anniversary, and my producer is shedding a garment of clothing at every segment, and we're near the end, of the show.
Well, happy birthday. Gosh, what a wonderful success to have, you know, survived in this industry for 13 years. That's awesome.
Survive is correct. That's a good term, good way to look at it.
You know, one of the questions I've always wanted to ask somebody who is really familiar with Key Largo, how close are you to Montego and Kokomo? Because they come right together in the song, so I'm assuming
Key
they're close
Largo,
to each other. Montego, why don't we go?
Those guys are playing right here in Orlando tonight.
Oh, you know wow. That? How
yeah,
fabulous.
Universal, Beach Boys.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. I've never calculated it. But
we'll go to the show tonight and ask them.
Okay, we'll ask them. They would be the experts.
Maybe 500 miles. No.
Yeah, I don't doubt that they've come to or went to Key Largo and hung out with Amy at the Amore Dive Resort. And it may have inspired that song. You never know. Amy, tell us a little bit about your resort, your property there in Key Largo, because it really is a cool cool Keys place to hang out.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. I think so. I've been in the scuba business, believe it or not, for about 34 years this year.
She started when she was six.
And starting out in Jacksonville and bringing students down and then, you know, traveling the Caribbean and, you know, the world basically and diving. And I just really wanted to pick out like certain special things that I would find in all the different dive destinations that really made those destinations special to me and made them really comfortable. So I tried to incorporate all of those special little things into Amore when I opened. And I really feel like I've done, you know, not just, you know, pat myself on the back, but done pretty well at doing that and making it a really comfortable dive resort. You know, we have all of our tanks and weights on the boat for customers, so customers aren't having to lug equipment. We have a storage area for our guests' equipment just a few feet from the boat. We have fresh water and fruit on the boat and a nice, comfortable lounging area. We have a Corinthian, which is a 45-foot catamaran, very stable. They have outboard engines, so you don't have that horrible diesel smell. And our guests who come really appreciate the design of the boat and all the special little things we do.
Now,
we also have a heated pool.
Nice.
And a cute little beach and a beautiful area that's very private for sunning.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, I really like that. I really love that part of the resort because you guys are set up on the bayside of Key Largo, and when the sun sets after your day of diving,
what, Greg?
It's like living the Corona beer commercial.
Isn't it true?
You just set out there on
We've also started doing a lot of weddings. We've always done the underwater weddings.
Right.
And we've done the smaller sunset weddings. But just recently, you know, because of the beauty of the property, a lot of people have started booking our property for large traditional weddings. So that's been kind of fun.
I think there's an important question that needs to be asked here because the name of your property is Amore.
Yes.
Is that Amore as in like when the moon hits your eye, or is that an Amore like one big sea snake? Which Amore is it?
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to think about that during the break and give her a chance to think about it as well. Because we've got to take a commercial break. I want to know. By the way, it's Amore.com. You can check out their website there as well.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio.
We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Is our guest right now from Amore Dive Resort in Key Largo. It's amore.com on the web to find it. And the question is...
And this is, I think, an important question. This is a question which needs to be answered.
Yeah.
Is it Amore? Like when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie?
Ouch!
Or is it like one sea snake, one eel? Which one is it?
Okay, well, it's a combination of both, actually. I pronounce it Amore, like when the moon hits your eye, and we play the Amore song every day going in from our boat trips. But the name actually came from a pet moray eel that's on the cover of my brochure that I'm holding, and this pet moray came to an underwater wedding that I was performing prior to this business, and People Magazine coined the phrase, and that's Amore, because of my pet moray eel. So it's really a combination, plus having an Italian background, I couldn't resist the name Amore. I just love it.
Very nice. Well, it's an awesome resort. Amy, thank you so much for sharing today on the show. We appreciate it. And look forward to coming down there and doing some diving with you next time as opposed to just hanging out at the resort, which was very worthwhile.
I absolutely love it. And as I say in Italian, in cinquant, which means another 100 years of good health in your radio show.
Well,
Greg,
thank you very much. We really appreciate that. We do. Amy Slate from Key Largo, Amore.com.
Have I got great news?
What? Oh, no.
Final segment, final article of clothing, and...
brother.
Check this out.
What?
Is this the comedy show part?
Bill, the producer.
Hold on, hold on.
Working the controls.
Hold on. Do you hear the bugles? Do you hear them? Do you hear them?
I do.
Do you hear this?
What?
Do you hear this?
What?
No hands, Ma.
Oh, dear
No
God.
Hands.
Oh, my God. He's working the controls.
Handless.
Oh, man.
Handless, baby.
But that's a big nose. I mean, who couldn't do it with that nose?
You know what they say? Guys with big noses.
Can smell.
Really well.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
And boy, do I
smell.
Yeah. Well, Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa, his scent is still... wafling or waffling or I don't know what is it, wafing, waffling, wafing.
It's waffling. That's what
waffling.
It's doing. It's waffling.
Here we go, a waffling. Da 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 da. Isn't that what Santa's do?
Maybe
they go waffling.
Yeah, you would think
another 13
Wenceslas lasses.
I might get it right. You never know. But hey, look,
13 more years, we're gonna have a real show on this air.
Maybe. Maybe. And you're going to wear clothes.
You start bringing
baby
women
steps.
In here, I'll
baby
start
steps,
wearing clothes.
All right. That'll do it. Remember, it's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Yep. Bill, put on your clothes. Come on.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.